Well, thank you very much, Your Excellencies. And I realise that many are still coming back from some absolutely fascinating lunchtime meetings, and I know that people will come in as I speak. But I'm absolutely delighted to be here today as we seek a world in which we can tackle the terrible challenge of malnutrition. We have seen, as we've heard, much encouraging progress since the first conference in 1992, and we should celebrate that. But we also know that there is still much to do, and people have made that extremely clear. Millions of children are still suffering the terrible consequences of malnutrition. We know the devastating effects that this can have both on their physical and their mental health, lasting their whole lives, destroying their ability to fulfill their potential, damaging societies and economies. And hidden hunger caused by deficiencies in essential nutrients is rife at the same time as obesity continues to rise. And so that's why, as we all recognise, we desperately need collective action and international cooperation to address these challenges. The world is at the moment focused on what will replace the Millennium Development Goals and how we will ensure that we put behind us the terrible effects of poverty and that we leave no one behind. So this is a rare opportunity for countries to meet and to say with one voice that collective action is needed. The framework for action builds on the actions and experiences of the 54 countries that are involved in the Scaling Up Nutrition movement and brings them to a global audience. The framework for action needs to ensure that an end to malnutrition remains a global aim for which we are all accountable. The United Kingdom continues to be committed to playing our part. We have been working hard to support new global initiatives that will make an important difference. In 2013, we hosted a major summit on nutrition, bringing together huge international expertise and commitment, and many of you were there for that summit. We have already scaled up our nutrition investments, and we will announce more in the coming weeks. At that summit, the Global Panel on Agriculture and Food Systems for Nutrition was established, bringing independent experts together to focus on this. And that panel has just hosted an event, or it's still hosting, I think, an event here today. The panel is helping to equip governments with the evidence needed to ensure that policies both on agriculture and food more widely actively contribute to improving nutrition. It used to be thought that increased agricultural productivity alone was the solution to food and nutrition security. The production of more food is certainly necessary, but it's not sufficient on its own to ensure that we have strong food systems and healthy people. The poorest people in the world cannot grow enough to feed themselves. They need to buy food, and the food systems we have may not supply what they may need. The UK also supported the 2014 Global Nutrition Report, which will be launched here later today. The report shows that malnutrition is truly everyone's business because it's to be found in every country. It also shows that whilst economic growth is vital for reducing malnutrition, growth on its own is not enough. I hope that as many of you as possible will be there this evening for the launch of this report. It's a very important and revealing report and should help countries and international organisations work out how best to move forward. It represents a vital step in strengthening accountability for nutrition We expect future reports to include the commitments made here at this conference. These reports should help citizens to focus their action, to help governments, including my own, to prioritise their efforts, and help us all concentrate support where needs are greatest. If we work together and deliver what we have promised, I'm sure we can improve the lives of millions of men, women and children so that future generations can be free from the terrible curse of malnutrition. Thank you very much indeed.